Mark, I guess the obvious, how much of a relief to get that drought over and come out and get three in tonight's game, as convincing as you and your line were tonight?
Yeah, it's nice. It's always nice to score. You know, it's definitely getting the chances, so it's nice to pop one in. But it was a big team win for us, and good start to the road trip.
What was the key in that first period to get back-to-back power play goals like you did, and kind of get the game turned in your direction?
Yeah, we had a good pre-scout. We knew what they were going to do, and we capitalized when we had the chance.
Mark, you don't talk about yourself a lot, and I appreciate that, and I'm respectful of that, but I wonder just how much was that weighing on you, not the dozen games?
Not at all, really. it's not about goals, not about assists. It's about, playing the right game, and, you get your chances, you watch your games over, so... You know what to fix, you know what to work on, and that's what it's all about. You continue to work on your game, whether you're scoring or not, and like I said before, the main focus is winning games here. And if it's taking a hit or doing whatever, that's what we need down the stretch.
The line has been really productive the last couple of games. What do you attest to that to this week?
We just got put together the other night, so it's still two games. We still gotta. Continue to do it. We have a tough road trip ahead of us, so we got to be sharp. So it's just take it day by day.
First impressions of your newest teammate in DeMello and what he was able to do tonight?
Yeah, he was awesome. It's obviously pretty weird playing into your old team, but he played solid. He fit in great. He's a really nice kid. So we're definitely happy to have him.
What reaction to Scott Sabourin spraying water on you from the bench?
I didn't really care. It's kind of stupid, but. Doesn't really bother me. If it got in my face or, I might have been a little more mad, but, it was kind of stupid.